Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. It's the final day of the Galway Festival and we're signing off with an 8-race card on this Sunday to look forward to. My name is Sam Norris and joining me is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, bud.
How are you today?
I'm good, yeah, you?
Yeah, good stuff. As I say, it's the last day of the Galway Festival today. It's been a good week though, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Thoroughly enjoyable as always, yeah. Hectic. And it feels like a couple of minutes since it was Monday evening. We were watching the first day, but yeah, it's quickly spun round, and we've got a lot of horses running today that have already had the experience of running here at Galway this week. So it's a good chance for us to take advantage of that, because that is a ploy or, you know, sort of like a trend I like to follow.
Yeah, it's always a good marker to follow the horses that have had good runs this week at the Galway Festival. What have been the real standout performances of the week for you, Andy?
I think Road to Riches, really, to be honest. I thought he was brilliant in the plate, and there was, I think the best performance of the week on the flat was a horse called Brooch. Suddenly looking at the figures that Shearchu, first time out in a maiden for Dermot Weld, having started the race quite slowly, I thought she did incredibly well to win as easily as she did. She won by 9.5 lengths, but her sectional times are actually the best of the week, which is really going for something, because as we know, there's a lot of good horses that run around Ballybrick this week, you know, some possible, you know, group performers like Forgotten Voice, etc. So I think she was probably the one I'd take out of the whole week, Brute, in the Filly's Maiden.
We'll move on to Sunday's race then. As I say, we've got 8 races to get our teeth into on Sunday. First of those is the 2:15 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. 23 runners here, and Pacelli Road is of interest in the colours of JP McManus. Dermot Weld trained, lost his maiden tag last time out on the flat at Leopardstown, but just the one place from 5 runs over the jumps. Would that concern you?
It would a little bit, yeah. I mean, the ground is the key issue today. They've had 6 millimetres of rain overnight to go with obviously soft ground already. So that's going to be a slight concern for Pacelli Road. But, I mean, there's no denying that he was really impressive the last time we saw him on the flat. He had the visor on for the first time and he absolutely trotted up. He came from a long, long way back to win as easy as you like in a very fast time. And it's quite obvious that Dermot Weld has had a race at the festival here at Galway in mind ever since. Unfortunately, obviously, having waited all the way to the end of the week, he was probably hoping for better ground, but that's gone against him slightly, you could argue. I mean, the horse has run on soft or heavy ground before, but he's not probably as effective on it. I still think, however, he's a player. And obviously, we've got to consider 2 horses that run well early on in the week. Well, there's 3 of them, to be honest. There's Spacious Sky, who was 4th to Quick Jack the other day in that valuable amateur rider race. You've also got Lily the Lioness and Beckwith Star, who've been performing with distinction over hurdles. And Lily the Lioness is probably the most solid one I'd go with here, due to the account that she's got soft ground in her favour. She absolutely relishes a bit of give underfoot, as she's proven on the last 2 or 3 starts. She won at Tipperary over fences, and she won on the flat at the same track as well. There was a little slight concern about her going right-handed, but that was offset the other day with a good run behind Cash for Gold. Ben Dalton, a rider on that occasion, gets the chance to ride her again. So I do think Pacelli Road's very much the dangerous one here if he handles the ground, because we know he's in good form. But Lily the Lioness, with her proven form around the track and her ability to handle soft ground, just slightly gets the vote for me in the first.
All right, then, Lily the Lioness in that one. Next up is the 2:45, the 3-mile handicap hurdle, this one. And Easy Vic is the 11-2 favourite. There's 3 second favourites: Dancing Road, The Parishioner and Magical Moon. All of those are 8-1 shots. And you mentioned following horses that have raced here already this week. It's all well and good when they've had a good run. But The Parishioner raced yesterday in a 2-mile handicap hurdle, finished a very uninspiring 7th, steps up to 3 today. He's certainly going to have to improve from yesterday's run.
Yeah, he will. He was a bit of disappointment. I tipped him yesterday. I just never thought he got into a good rhythm round here. He made mistakes. He was always stuck out in the wing, and he just couldn't give him any cover or, he didn't really know what to stick or twist his pilot, and in the end he kind of like just, you know, dribbled his way home into seventh. I think that race was a much better race, however, than the one he takes on today. So it wouldn't be an absolute shock of the century if this horse was to bounce back and run quite well and justify the money again for him. There's money this morning for Easy Vic from the Tony Martin stable. Of course, has had three winners here this week, and Shane Shortall has had two winners. He's obviously riding very confidently. The soft ground has come in that 10-year-old's favour, and he ran well last time out of a hurdles down in Roscommon. So those two aforementioned horses from stables that do well here are likely to figure prominently, as is Magical Moon, who ran quite well here behind Greatness here last time out. I think he'll be there or thereabouts, although whether he'll get his head in front is another matter, because he's yet to win in 16 starts. I'm going to look a little bit further down the list here for a little bit of smidgen of value in the shape of Co-Star. Now, Iggy Madden, an unheralded trainer, has already had a really big success here with a horse that I thought would run quite well. It's called Cardule, who incidentally runs later on in the card today. So the yard's in great form, and Johnny Burke as well has been booked to ride this horse, has obviously caught the eye of many, and he's had a winner here this week. This horse's only career victory came over 2.5 miles on soft ground at Sligo, which is a very similar layout track to this track, you know, quite sharp in circumference but stiff in the uphill finish department. And this horse at the handicap the other day ran an absolute storm in a 0-130 handicap, a race much better than this, won by Giant's Quest. That is really good solid form. He only got beat 12 lengths, so he clearly comes in good form. And yet he's available to back at 16-1 this morning. I just don't get why he's such a big price. Yards in form, Johnny Burke's in form, no weight on his back, soft ground in his favour, likes a stiff track. So yeah, I'm going to have a few quid each way. Co-Star.
Heard of thing, Co-Star for that one. For Andy, available at a rather juicy 16-1 this morning. The next race up is the 3:20 2-mile 1-furlong chase, this one. And Clonbannon Lad is the one of interest here. Henry de Bromhead trained Andrew Lynch will ride, and they teamed up to have the winner of last year's race in Darwin's Fox when he triumphed by 7 lengths. Is that the one to be on today?
It certainly is at the prices, Sam. You know, I'm not a massive fan of Ted Veal. I must admit, my patience is wearing thin with this horse. He's been running in some really good races, obviously. You know, he's a previous Cheltenham Festival winner. He won the County Hurdle 2 years ago, and everyone thought it was just going to be a matter of you know, time before he progressed and took high rank over fences, but he hasn't really lived up to those lofty heights subsequently. He hasn't won since, and his jumping technique isn't that great. He just makes mistakes. He had the hood on last time out, and he just didn't show anything at all in a handicap chase down in Killarney. Now, he is trained by Tony Martin, so, you know, anything is possible with Tony. He's obviously, you know, done a miracle things with horses before, like Artful Artist, who ran badly here the other night and then bolted up 3 or 4 days later. So he can improve horses out of all recognition. But at 10-11, 5-6, you're asking a lot for yourself to back a horse who's yet to win over fences and hasn't really showed a great aptitude for the larger obstacles at that kind of price. So I agree with you, Sam. I think Clonbannon Lad's definitely the one to be with here. A very good hurdler in his own right. Don't forget he's 130 rated over the smaller obstacles. And he's run really well over fences up to now. He's had the 6 runs, but some of them have been of a very high standard. That run behind Follow Me up to Carlo down in Tipperary, 2 starts back, was a good one. And he looked like he was going to justify favouritism last time out down in Roscommon, only for him to break a blood vessel after the second last, and Adrian Lynch pulled him up on the run-in. He was definitely going the best at the time as well. So even though he's pulled up last time out, I think... you know, that might have been a 1 next to his name. And like I said, I do think we're getting good value here. Around about 137-2. Clonbannon Lad to kick Ted Veal, the disappointing Ted Veal, into touch.
Fair enough then. Selection in that one for Andy. Next up is the 3:55, 2-mile 1-furlong handicap chase, this one. And Nearly Namored is the market leader at 7-2. Formidable opponent is 5-1. It's 15-2 about Perez, 9-1 Big Generator, 10-1 Afad Cat, and it's 12-1 or bigger prices the remainder. And it's not the first time this week we've seen two JP McManus horses leading the betting.
Yeah, definitely. Nearly Namored comes in here following a really good run down in Killarney the other day. He won the time before at Kilbeggan. He likes to race up with the pace. He's a strong, prominent racer with Geraghty on board. Ground shouldn't be an issue either. He's won a couple of times on soft to heavy ground. So he's a deserved favourite here and definitely the one to beat. Formidable opponent, a horse that I couldn't really quite work out until he won very, very easily the other day down in Killarney. He finally put it all together, and he's very much been a horse who's been ready to sort of strike for a long time. And Narmid, of course, having the big winner with Road to Riches, will be keen to have get another win under his belt. He's a nice horse for the middle of a formidable opponent. Good money for Pires this morning. He's a horse that's gone well round here before. He's a strong traveller, and he's also another one to consider. But I'm going to go with Thomas Gibney's 11-year-old here, a horse who's very, very brave, and that's Orpheus Valley, who looks as though he's been laid out for this contest by Connections. He made all the running to win at Punchestown at the festival over 2.5 miles. A fantastic round of jumping that was that day. I've never seen a horse jump so well, and it was the jumping that basically won in the race. I don't think he was the best horse in the race, but his fencing was absolutely exemplary. And he had a spin the other day down in Killarney on the flat, which always, you know, signifies to me that Connections have got a big target in mind when they run him on the flat over in Ireland. And Adrian Heskin, who got a tune out of him at Punchestown, takes the ride again. This track does take some jumping. The fences come up awkwardly. You need to get into a good rhythm. And if there's one horse that will do that, it's going to be Orpheus Valley. And he's 11-1 this morning with William Hill. So I think we should have a little few quid on Thomas Gibney's 11-year-old.
OK, there we go then. The selection in that one in the 3.55. Next up is the 4.30, 7-furlong handicap contest, this one. And Northern Rock defends his title, having won the race last year. But it's Dermot Weld's other charge that's catching the eye of the punters this morning. Sparkle Factor is the 5-1 market leader.
Sparkle Factor, yeah. She didn't quite get the trip last time out. I tipped her in a very good race at the Killarney Festival. And I thought she was going to win two out, but her petrol gauge flashed an empty, and I just wrote in my notes that she wants dropping back to 7 furlongs, a distance that she won quite well over the time before. She also handles the ground as well. She's a heavy to soft ground winner. My only slight concern with her would be the draw. Now, I don't really know how the draw's going to pan out here, because having seen the racing early on in the week, the ground was definitely quicker on the inside, but that was when the ground was good. But now that the conditions are a lot softer, the jockeys seem to be edging off that inside rail and going down the outside, trying to avoid the swamp on the inside. So stall 13 actually might not be as bad as what is first anticipated. So I wouldn't necessarily make that a negative. Stab a Companion Northern Rock has now got his ground in his favour. The ground was too quick for him the other day when he was six behind Hassanor. And as you said, he won this race last year, so he's got to be dangerous. But I'm going to select a horse that absolutely relishes soft ground, and I'm quite surprised that she's available to back at 6 or 7 to 1 this morning, because I think he's a very classy horse, and that's Hidden Oasis. David Watchman's already had two winners here this week, and this lightly raced 3-year-old absolutely adores soft ground. He's two best performances in his life at this track in a maiden and at Nace, when there's plenty of cuts in the ground. He made his debut this season at Fairy House. He's only had the one run. He finished fourth of five, but the ground was like a road that day at Fairy House, and it just wouldn't have suited him. Also, he would have needed the run. He didn't run too badly in the cold light of day, and he got beat a couple of lengths. But with that run under his belt, with the Watchman team in good form, with a reasonable draw, and more importantly, soft ground in his favour, and Hidden Oasis rates very much the best bet on the card in the big race of the afternoon.
And Hidden Oasis in that one, available at 6-1 with us here at the time of recording. Next up on the card is the 5 o'clock, 7 furlong handicap, this one, 19 runners down to go to post. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, again, the draw's going to play a significant role here. I think you just need to watch the first couple of races on the round track to see where the draw is panning out. And if there's no real major advantage either way, then hopefully the low-numbered horses might hold sway. And I really like Kane's Pass here, William McCreary's mare. Although she got beat here the other night, over 7 furlongs behind Surreal, the time of the race was very good, one of the strongest run races of the week, so I think the form will hold up. And more importantly, she had a bad draw that night. She was drawn in stall 12. Anything that's had a double-figure draw this week at Galway has basically failed to get in the race. She did quite well, therefore, to finish eighth, only beaten 5 lengths. But the two times that she's been well drawn here at Galway, and she's had a little bit of cut in the ground, she's finished first and third. So I think we're going to see a much better performance here today by Kane's Pass. She likes the race handy. She's got a good draw to do so. And she's available to back around about 8-1 this morning. So Kane's Pass to lead that run behind her the other day in the 5 o'clock.
OK. Next up is the 5.30, the penultimate race on the final day from Galway. And this one, a 1 mile, 4 furlong contest. 14 runners down to go to post. Who have you picked out here?
Well, it's always dangerous to avoid the obvious here, and considering I haven't really had that much success with Tony Martin this week, I've either backed his horses when they've lost and gone against them when they've won. So cue me tipping Pyromaniac and him running badly, but I'm going to go with Pyromaniac. Hopefully he'll set this track on fire today. Ba-bum. He finished fourth last time to Captain Timo in quite a hot race down in Fairy House. But that race was a really good one on the numbers. He had a spin over hurdles the other day again, just to blow away the cobwebs to keep him on the go. He won't mind the cut in the ground. He's got a strong finish. And like I say, with everything that Tony Martin touches, apart from when I back it, turning to gold, then I think Pyromaniac is definitely one to be with. But there are other horses with chances. Obviously, Tom Segal's highlighted Pivot Bridge, who goes well with cutting the ground. Lando caught the eye the other day, and Everdani's in good form. Trappy handicap, but hopefully this time I can get a Tony Martin horse correct.
Yeah, Pyromaniac available at 7-2 at the time of recording with us here. The final race from Galway is the 6 o'clock 2-mile bumper, this one. And a competitive bumper to round off the festival. A few lightly raced types. What are you going for?
Yeah, it's a really good race, Sam, actually, to close the card. And I think we might see one of the best horses at the festival in the shape of Windsor Park. We haven't seen him since the back end of January. And after he won at Leopardstown that day on soft ground and beat a horse called Millonero, there was talk of this horse running in the champion bumper, but in the end he didn't run at the festival for one reason or another, and his stable companion that day took his chance at the festival and won, of course, for the same owner. So it's clear that he's got a very strong hand in this department. He's won obviously 8 races already this week, Dermot Weld, and with this horse's ability to handle ground, to stay really well and arguably have probably much more touch of class than the rest, I'd expect Windsor Park around about 4 to 6, 8 to 11 to crown what's been another good week for the Master of Rosewell.
All right, then, fair enough. If you could just remind us, please, one more time, your 8 selections for the final day of action from the Galway Festival.
Yeah, if I can remember, Sam. I'll go with Lily the Lioness, who ran really well 4 days ago. Soft ground now in her favour. She should go well in the Martin Stand opportunity. The 2.45, a really difficult handicap hurdle to contend with, but I quite like the chances of a price of Co-Star, with that man Johnny Burke on board. For Iggy Madden, of course, has already had a winner this week at the festival. You can forget Clonbannon's lad's run last time out when he was pulled up due to a broken blood vessel. He's got excellent claims of beating the hitherto disappointing Ted Veal in the beginner's chase. In the 3.55, again, another very difficult handicap to get your head round. But if bold jumping is anything to go by, hopefully a sound round will be rewarded for Orpheus Valley, who's one of the best leapers in the track. In the race, sorry. Hidden Oasis is my strongest bet of the day in the 4.30. I really do fancy him strongly in that particular contest. 5 o'clock, again, another difficult race to get your head around, but I like the claims of Kane's Pass, who ran really well the other day from a bad draw. In the 5.30, it doesn't get any easier, but hopefully Pyromaniac will be a winning selection for myself with for Tony Martin and Fran Berry. And in the final race, Windsor Park should crown what's been another vintage week for Dermot Weld.
OK, there we go then. The selections of Andy Holding ahead of Sunday's racing from Galway. And you can hear it all here on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Sean Quinn, James Millman and Mark Slater will be in the studio for the last day of action from Galway, as well as Chester, Newbury and Market Raisin. Thank you for joining me this morning on the podcast, Andy. And I hope you enjoyed the final day of the festival.
I hope so. I hope it's profitable.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.